people got to hear the story. Unfortunately, I fell off into the world for some time. My mom and dad divorced, and it was kind of a split home, just as far as going to church on one side of the family and not going to church on the other side of the family. And so I got into college and fell into the world, lived a backslidden life. But all those years just buried, I've got to tell other people about Christ. Really, I knew God was calling me to the ministry. I knew He wanted something from me, but it took me till about 24 years old, some low places in life, before I got my life straightened out. And finally, at 30 years old, I surrendered. During those 8.5 years of working as a watercraft officer, God just showed me, man, Sunday morning, I had to work a lot on Sundays in the summertime. And there were a lot of people at the lake on Sunday, a lot of hunters hitting the parking lots. And, you know, just right under our very noses, you know, we think of missions as going to China and going to places. And it is important, going to Africa. Those places are needed. But sometimes we forget folks that are right under our very noses every day. And through all that, God began to really just build a conviction and burden my heart just to reach these folks in the outdoors. Hunting and fishing has been a way of life for me. More hunter, but I do enjoy to fish as well. I'm excited about working on a fishing track. We're hopefully going to have that in the making here. It's kind of been in the making, but we just haven't had that total piece to get everything sealed up and done with it yet. But Lord willing, we're going to have a fishing gospel track that will help fishermen come to know Christ as well. I'll tell you a little bit more about that, but I'm going to show you this video here real quick, and then I'll say a few more things, and we'll get a thought for this coming Saturday as well. So back in 2012, being an avid outdoorsman, I remember the Lord was just really working in my life. I was trying to be closer to Him. And as season opened up that fall, really it was, I guess we could back up at the beginning of 2012, I went to a large outdoor show. It was held by a big Baptist church in southern Ohio. Had like 1,000 people show up. It was a wild game dinner. And it was amazing. I heard later that night that over 100 people come to know the Lord as their Savior. Gave just a simple plan of salvation that night. Man, I was convicted about it. And that's when God really began to put this conviction in my heart about reaching sportsmen, you know, along with being amongst them every day in a job. And as we got into the fall of 2012, I remember looking back thinking, man, I've not been serving the Lord maybe like I could. I've not told as many people about Christ, or just maybe have not stepped out in boldness as much as God wants me to. I wasn't living in the wrong way. I was definitely going in the right direction, trying to be closer to the Lord. But just before deer season opened up, I prayed one of the hardest prayers I think I've ever prayed. I said, Lord, if my heart is not where You want it to be this fall, don't let me take even one deer. Now, that was kind of a hard prayer. The year before, I think I'd taken 8 during that season. The year before that, I think I'd taken 10. Right when I got married, everyone's like, you know, the hunting's going to slow down. And I took more deer the first year of being married than I had most any year that I ever hunted. And it was just evidence that my focus was not quite in the right place. I was consumed in it. You know, I was trying to put God first. I was learning a lot of things. But as season ended in 2012, I never took an animal. And God just showed me it's time to just change the direction. And it was through the course of that time, I had a friend in our church there when we lived in Cincinnati area. He liked to go to big events, you know, go to the Reds games and just places that draw thousands of people. And he would just get out on the sidewalks and pass out tracts. And I'd never done anything like that before. And we would talk about that stuff. I never did go down to the Reds games with him, but I told him about the big hunting shows that would take place in Columbus and different places, Columbus, Ohio. And so we went to the Fellowship Track League, and they're in Lebanon. I'm sure you've heard of them, but we got a bunch of tracks. It had a shooter, a guy shooting an AR-15 on the front of it. We went down to the front gates there and started passing out tracks and was able to give out about 1,500 gospel tracks that day. And the Lord really, just through all that, God began to put a burden on my heart. We need a track that we can get into the hands of hunters that they're not going to throw to the side. Something's going to capture their attention, that they'll hold on to it and you know, see what it has to say. And so we began to pray and fast about that. In 2015, God allowed us to get our first track printed. The gentleman that kind of got me exposed to the large crowds, he's a very, very good artist. And I had a friend take this deer in northern Kentucky, and we took pictures of it hanging on the wall. And he took his colored pencils and did a drawing, which that's where the front cover comes from. And so we got the illustration together. We worked on it for some time, and we got it just right. And we got our first 15,000 tracks to print. We were excited. We were going to go to Michigan to a show. Now, I don't set up tables at these big events for the reason Sunday, you got to be at your table on Sunday. And, of course, we're all about the local church. We're in church on Sunday, so that just hasn't worked out. But many times God's opened doors on Fridays and Saturdays to just put us in the right places for these folks coming to the front door. Now, when we were going to go to Michigan for a big event there that weekend, right after we got these printed, man, it was a blizzard come in, and I had family call, and they said, you don't want to come to Michigan this weekend. It's bad weather. So we turned, and we went to Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee. They had the National Wild Turkey Federation Convention. They draw in maybe 50,000 people just in a week's time. And it weighed on me a little bit, and I just remembered that event was going on, and I knew that's where God wanted us to go that weekend. So we roll in Friday night and begin to look at the lay of everything. It was kind of neat. You know, there's a couple folks I always wanted to meet, the big TV folks. And real quick, I got in there, got to meet the one person I always wanted to meet since I was hunting. I was hunting hunting ever since I was a kid. And quickly the Lord showed me, hey, he's just a man. There's nobody to look up to here. You know, I got work for you to do. And we got out and began to look at the lay of the land. And I thought, man, this is not going to work. Saturday morning, the next morning, it's going to be shoulder to shoulder people coming into the front door of this gate. And the Gaylord Opryland Resort is so huge. If you're on one side of it, you're going to miss 80% of the people coming in the other side. And I have no idea where to go. We're inside the facility. They're definitely going to kick us out because I'm not renting a booth. But I knew the Holy Spirit was just saying, Darren, you got to get right in that hallway, right where this is like a bottleneck. And everybody come to the one hallway and walk the ways down to the front gate. And so the next morning, we just got out there and started passing out tracts. And wouldn't you know it, people thought they were getting information to the turkey show. People literally were lining up to get their gospel tract. It was amazing. I mean, only God can do stuff like that. And me and Ryan, man, we begin to just sweat. I mean, we're trying to get a tract in everybody's hand as folks are coming through the hallway. People thought we worked there. They're like, where's the turkey show? There's turkey tracks on the pavement that take them to the front door. I said, just follow the tracks. It'll take you right to the gate. I mean, it was amazing. And one lady comes up, and she's got a blue shirt on. It says committee member, and she begins to talk to me. And I got a little nervous. I thought, man, she's going to run me out of here. And she said, oh, man, we love what you're doing here. She said, we're for Jesus. You're welcome to do this anytime. We're really glad you're here. About 45 minutes go by, and another gentleman come up, and he's got a blue shirt on. He's a committee. And he's looking at the track, and he's just kind of looking at me, and he's like, what booth are you at? And I thought, oh, man, my heart sank. We're kicked out. This is it. And I said, sir, we don't have a booth. And I said, we're not making any money. And I couldn't even get another word out. And he said, no. He cut me right off. He said, the National Wild Turkey Federation is for Jesus Christ. And he says, we love what you're doing here. He said, we need this all over the country. And he said, we're glad you're here today. He said, you're welcome to do this anytime you want to come. And we passed out over 4,000 gospel tracts for hundreds coming into the show that day. That was just the beginning. That's when we begin to really start the ministry. To date, we've been able to get out roughly 70-plus thousand tracts to hunters throughout the U.S., and we'll continue to do that. God's provided tremendously. Just before we left, we had some folks in Arkansas call us and say, hey, can we get a couple hundred tracts? And we've been able to put the postage on it and send it at no cost. And as long as God continues to do that, we'll continue to make our materials available because we're in the South here. I'm sure a lot of you hunt. You're connected to hunting. But maybe some of you here, you don't hunt. But I bet you know somebody that does. I bet you know somebody that likes to shoot and enjoy the outdoors. And you might not have all the words. You let the Holy Spirit lead you. He'll help you to witness to them. But maybe if you don't even get that far, you put a gospel tract in their hand, and God can begin planting the seed of eternal salvation in their heart and soul. Six-day outdoor ministry. Luke 19:10 is the theme of our ministry. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. If I could just be an encouragement to you tonight, man, I ran from the Lord for so long. And I finally surrendered at 30 years old. I remember I was supposed to work that Sunday, and I took the day off. I just knew God wanted me to be in church, and I think I took a personal day. And at the end of the service, God was dealing with my heart, and I came down to the altar, and it just dawned on me all these years. I've been trying to be right with the Lord for about 6 years now, and the Lord says, you've never surrendered to me. And I got up and I said, I told the pastor, I said, I want to let you know I'm making a total surrender of my life to the Lord. And little did I know, man, he was calling me to something that I couldn't love anymore. Outdoors and creation was something that I've enjoyed since I've been a kid. I don't have time to tell you all the hunt stories, but God's done some amazing things just as a kid. I didn't realize it, but he was burning in my heart a ministry that was going to come years down the road. Because, hey, there's neighbors here. They're going to die and go to hell. And we can get the gospel to them so easy. You'd be amazed. On opening day of hunting season, a lot of folks like to go hunting. We go hunting on opening days many times. We're hunting for souls. We hit them parking lots, and those guys come out of the woods, or even them gals come out of the woods after a morning hunt. And there I'm standing in the truck, or sometimes we just stop right in the middle of the back road and ask folks, hey, how'd you do today? And man, they're pulling their phone out. Look at this deer I killed this year, or look at my trail camera pictures, or look at the deer I killed 3 years ago. We talk hunting for a minute, and we give them a track, show them how Jesus Christ died. I've literally had people have dead pheasants in their hands out in the middle of a field, bow their head and profess Christ to be their Savior. Hey. God can save a soul anywhere.
That's right.
But the Bible says we must go to them. Man, I'm excited. When I began to get right with God and married my wife, the local church became my family. More of my family than my family is. Sunday was just a place that I loved and desired so much. And as God's called us into this ministry, my heart is just, I love the local church. And that's a big part of our ministry. You heard me say it on the video, it's the heartbeat of what we do. And our focus is to help you with this event coming up on Saturday. Man, continue to be in prayer about it.
Yes.
There's some folks, we've still got many flyers that we can get out in the next couple of days. And I'd invite you, be praying. Let's get all 1,200 of those flyers out that we can get the sign-up forms filled up. You know, maybe the Lord only gives us 50 visitors, and that's okay. It's not about how many that show up, but let's do our best to try to get as many out. And if we can get 100 shooters, maybe we'll have roughly 150 by the time they bring their kids and different folks with them. We're going to preach to them on Saturday evening and just show them that the Christian life is a victorious life.
Amen.
The devil has taken religion and he's destroyed our country.
Yes.
And he's destroying our neighborhoods because people think that religion is a dull, boring life. But guess what? You can be a Christian and you can have a gun and you can go hunting and you can go fishing and you can enjoy what God's given us.
Right.
But people got to see that. They got to see that love and they just got to hear that word to say, hey, look, God gave this all to us. And God uses the local church to bring folks together.
Amen.
But man, be in prayer. We're excited. I've been praying for some time for this coming Saturday. I think of some of the big prizes. You know, maybe the gun giveaway and the gift card. Maybe be in prayer about that God would allow the right name to get drawn out of the hat, that it would make a true impression. We did our first turkey shoot in my home church last year about this time. We were in about the middle of April. And man, folks got out and they began to just have so much fun. I mean, folks are just fellowshiping, total strangers. We had about 50 to 70 visitors come that day. And they just were beside themselves. This doesn't cost anything. People don't do this stuff. That's what they were saying to us, man. They were wanting to donate money. And it's like, no, this is free. This is for the community. We want to be a blessing to the community.
Amen.
We want you to see that you can be a Christian and you can have fun. And Jesus Christ will make your life happier than you've ever experienced before. And I've already had folks contacting me through social media asking, are we doing another turkey shoot this year? In fact, I told one gentleman, I said, we just got our flyers printed. I'm going to be doing another shoot at our home church once I get off the road here in April. And but man, this coming Saturday, it's a special day. Just ask God for unity in this place that we can have the best. You know, we're not here to browbeat anybody or chastise anybody. We're here to be friendly, have smiles on our face, show love and compassion, just like Christ shows love and compassion towards us every day.
Amen.
We're gonna give them the gospel at the end of the night. And we're praying that God will not just save sinners, but we're praying that He's going to add to the church. Maybe even call some folks into full-time ministry or, you know, really full-time ministry just in the local church of being laymen, laywomen, doing the things, teaching and running routes and knocking on doors. That's our call. And that's, you know, we're like every other missionary that you've ever seen come up on the pulpit before. We're just a little unique, a little different, but our focus is still Christ. So be in prayer for that. We're excited.
Yes.
So you got anything else with that,
yes,
brother?
Thank
Amen.
You, yes, sir. Appreciate that. That was wonderful, helpful, and I'm just thrilled to see someone who just takes the call of God upon their life, even in the desire that God has put in his heart. And by the way, I don't know that I've ever heard of any exceptions in this, but where God calls you, it typically lines up with the desires that He's given you. The abilities and the desires that He gives you, it And if you don't have it at the time, the Holy Spirit has a way of giving you that desire. And you can't explain it, you know. And so thank you for just being sensitive to the call of God. Sometimes we put the Holy Spirit in a box and say, well, he can't call you to that. Well, he can. And if it's reaching Jesus, people for Jesus Christ, excuse me, if it's reaching people for him and his glory, the Lord is most definitely the Lord of the harvest, and he knows where to send his laborers. And so thankful for you and your family. I hope you'll get to know them this week as you're here on Saturday. They'll be here with us on Sunday. And I know they certainly would like to get to know you better. I do want to just mention to you, we're not...